Good morning, everyone. This is Laureen Andy, Senior Coordinator from New Jersey. Welcome to the Team Glacken Monday Morning Motivational Call. I am so honored to be on this call with all of you amazing people this morning. Anytime Jennifer asks me to do something, I always jump for the opportunity. Just being in the same conversation as she is, and you know, having all of you on the call, It's very fulfilling. It's very fulfilling. So I want to thank you guys for your participation. And so Jennifer asked me to talk a little bit about what happens when she has a trip scheduled here, you know, and what are the mechanics of what happens prior to her visit. And, of course, you guys, any questions that you have, please feel free to jump in, and I'm going to be asking some questions also, but I think if it's okay with everybody, I'll just give you a little bit of a foundation of what happens when I know Jennifer's coming and what we do here as a team to make sure that we are, number one, placing very high value on Jennifer's time, and of course, Tony and Debbie, or whoever your upline is. I think for most of us, it's Jennifer here on this call, but of course Tony and Debbie are our sponsors, and the same thing I do with Jennifer is what I do with Tony and Debbie, okay? So first of all, we generally try to book her trip or the trip at least, I like to know 4, 5, 6 weeks in advance. That's number one. So having those dates on the calendar really is the first step in our action. Our action steps will start to become more in line with us knowing that Jennifer's coming and we want to place this value on her time. In other words, if Jennifer comes here and I don't do the legwork in the interim to make sure that their appointments are set, well, number one, it would be not a good reflection, right, of me showing that I didn't do the necessary steps to secure those appointments, right? And, you know, Jennifer is paying for the trip to come here, so I want to make sure that I'm doing my best to lead people to her. So we try to put, we definitely always have one trip set in the calendar, and then when she's leaving, we try to set the next trip. And even if you guys don't, let's say the group is kind of thinned out for whatever reason, still put that date in the calendar, and then Jennifer will walk with you and help everybody, you know, as those weeks and are going by, to get on those three-way calls, get those plans shown, you know, do whatever you can to have people get on the Tuesday night health and wealth. You know, the Tuesday night health and wealth is there for the taking. And it's pretty incredible that Jennifer is taking the time out to host that event every week. So if people, let's say, are not in a regular heartbeat of showing the plan at this point in time, that's a great opportunity to have a plan being shown for you with one of the most successful leaders in the Shackley umbrella. So that's a very, very big deal. So one of the things that I do is I place a lot of weight on Jennifer's time. And I would say that's the first step in making sure that when she is coming into town, that I'm putting the value on her time. So I just want to take a pause for a second and see if anybody has any questions or if there's anything that you guys have in action going on when Jennifer's coming into your market that you'd like to share about before I continue. Anybody have any questions on placing value on Jennifer's time or your upline, you know, business partner coming into town? Okay, fantastic. Okay, so the second step in the process Now, this goes with anything. You know, you've all heard the statement, you know, ask a busy person, they'll get the job done. It's a very, very powerful statement, and I think it's very apropos in our business model. Can everybody hear me? If anybody
yes.
could just...
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yes.
Okay, great. So the idea is, the other thing that I do when I know Jennifer's coming into market is I don't leave the phone calls up to anybody else. So if I have my front line or I have three or four deep, the things that I will do on a daily basis is I will call my front line and let them know Jennifer's coming. And this is a great time. It's a fertile time for us to be making these phone calls and leading these people. Of course, people that, how does Tony put it? He wants to qualify people. We want to qualify people. We don't want to waste other people's time, and we don't want to waste Jennifer's time. But I'm going to speak to that in a little bit, because sometimes we may invite people to meet Jennifer for a business conversation. And one of the things that happened last time she came was we ended up meeting with somebody, and the business conversation just didn't take off for whatever reason. But the exchange and the building of the relationship was so natural and so organic. And even though we put off talking about the business, really that foundation and that communication got opened up and is continuing to grow now. So it's not always about, you know, going in for the kill and making sure that every conversation is a business conversation, but we want to do our very, very best to tighten up the gap so these conversations are leading people forward. I love what Jennifer says all the time. You know, whenever we're looking at who we're going to be speaking to or a prospect that we're going to be calling, you know, how could I lead this conversation or this person one step further to what they're looking for? So getting back to what I said a moment ago, I don't leave any of the phone calls up to anybody else. I don't care if I have to make 400 phone calls. I'm exaggerating a little bit, but not. Prior to Jennifer's trip, I don't stop until the calendar is filled. This last trip, literally, we had a revolving door for, it was a day and a half. Jennifer comes generally for a day and a half. And we ended up having 15 one-on-ones. We had a Zoom call with Dr. Daggy talk, which was impeccable. There was 19 people on that call. And then there was a doctor in my organization that did an event on the last evening that she was here, and there was 10 people there. So in a day and a half, we ended up seeing 45 or having been in front of 45 people, which was incredible. Now, that's not something that happens overnight. But I think the other thing that I want to bring up to everybody, we've all seen the movie, is it Field of Dreams with, the actor, Field of Dreams with, can anybody step in and tell me?
Kevin Costner.
Yes. So what was the message in that movie, guys?
Build it and they will come.
If you build it, they will come.
If you build it, they will come. So no matter where you are in your business, whether you have a rapidly growing group or you have, you know, people that are just starting off, or you have people that may have been in for a while and, you know, for whatever reason, you know, the attrition wasn't that great, set that appointment with Jennifer to come into your market, because that's the process of build it and they will come. And what happens is, even if you know, we want to close up that gap for having no shows, we don't want to have no shows, but no shows will happen. But what Jennifer and I do when those no shows happen, even let's say if there was two appointments that booked that got canceled and we had a three-hour window, we're doing something together to move the business forward. So I just want to stop and give everybody a chance to ask some questions before I continue on. Does anybody have any questions about or any fears or any concerns about booking Jennifer and feeling like, you know, you just don't know if you could book the time? Okay, guys, we have to have some questions here, right?
Lorraine, well, I'm not going to... Oh, I was going to just make a quick statement. And just to say that, you know, Jennifer is coming into the Chicago market for in the next few weeks for those of you who are in that area. And I think the point that's really important is we're used to being around Jennifer. And really, you guys have got to understand that in other companies, you don't get the opportunity to work with leaders that are at her level. And so for us to have these opportunities, and that's really what you share with the people that are going to come meet with her. The last time she was in town, I can't tell you how it shifted my business, just getting my people in front of her. And like you said, Lorraine, it really, where the meeting is going to go is going to depend on where that person is at, but they will take a step forward every time they are with her and you get them in front of her. So I just really wanted to stress that, because I think sometimes we take for granted the leadership that we have in front of us. So I just want to remind you guys about that.
I think that's a powerful statement, Teresa. Thank you for sharing that, because the next thing that I'm going to segue into is edification. So thank you for shining a light on that. But I'd like, you know, this is a great opportunity to ask some questions about, you know, what it might feel like to book Jennifer's time and not really know if you can book it, right? Or have the fear around that. Because that's the thing that would have to be faced. And it's not like we want to book Jennifer's time and, you know, there's people will be in different places at their business. And, you know, maybe you can only get one appointment. So you're not going to book Jennifer for 2 days if you think you can only have one appointment, right? That appointment is a very important appointment, but maybe that's something that can set up amongst Jennifer's travels, right? Until your business is where you want it to be around people also wanting to utilize Jennifer's leadership and her time when she comes into a particular market. So I encourage everybody to just, you know, if there's anything on your heart or anything that you're thinking about right now that you want to bring to the table, please feel free to do that.
Lorraine, this is Liz, and I think part of that hesitation is thinking, who have I talked to about the business? If you've only been talking to people about products and you haven't talked to anybody about the business, then, yeah, you won't have anybody to even consider bringing to Jennifer. What if they've said, yes, I want to build a business? Then, of course, they're the natural choice. But if you haven't asked, or you think, well, they haven't said yes, then now would be the opportunity to suggest that you look at your list of people and pick 40 of them and start calling and telling them that you have this special guest coming in. She is at one step away from the very top. If Roger Barnett were coming into town, would you not ask anybody to come and see him? Would it be the same hesitation? And if it is the same hesitation, if I haven't talked to anybody about the business, maybe you should take your top 40 and talk to them about the latest in Shaklee and do a presentation with them. Have your top 40 seen the presentation. It's 15 minutes. Watch the video with them and ask them. You have a month before Jennifer's going to come. You have time. And if anyone says, yeah, say, oh, my gosh, I need to tell you that Jennifer's coming into town. Just, you know, some suggestions of why you might have that hesitation. And hopefully that helps.
I think that's a fantastic point, Liz. Thank you for bringing that to the table. You know, obviously, it's easier to talk about product than it is to talk about the business. And Teresa and I talk about this a lot, too. We have a lot of fun with this conversation because it just so happens that I got trained solely from the business perspective. So I have a much more difficult time talking to people about products, not because I don't think it's important. I do think it's important. But my mind is and my heart is so excited about what the business can provide. And I'm so confident in the products that I lean on it, knowing that if somebody sees something in the compensation plan, that I have these amazing products to lean on. So the point I'm trying to make is there's every advantage for your reach and your conversations to start out from a business perspective and then to default to the product, because if there's no match with the business, everybody's using these products anyway. We've all heard this 1,000 times. Now, I'm not saying if you're at the gym and somebody's telling you their knee hurts, you're not going to say, hey, would you like to, you know, do you want to know how you can make a six-figure income with health and wellness products when they're talking about their knee hurting, right? That doesn't fit. So I think to Liz's point, there has to be a shift in our vision of what we are talking to people about. So, you know, some of you who were in Chicago, you know, you heard me speak, and I mean, I speak this story all the time. It's something that, you know, is very near and dear to my heart. I was waiting for a phone call for 3 years. I was looking for a business, and no one ever called me. And my daughters, because I kept looking and looking and looking, will be completely unemployable in the next 10 years as they're building their Shaklee business. That's a big deal. That's a much bigger deal than products are very, very important. But, you know, as Tony says, he said it the other day, he was so funny. He said, if we build our business from the product perspective, he said, I'm 64 years old. You know, I want to live the lifestyle. I don't want to build my business one herb wax at a time. I don't want to do that, right? Plus, really, more importantly, we are withholding from people a gift that could change their lives and their children's futures and maybe help parents and all of that jazz. So to Liz's point, the hesitation really, I think, ties in directly with us not being clear on our vision and what we're looking for. So when I'm booking appointments with Jennifer, I'm going to lead into the edification in just a moment, but I want to give everybody an opportunity to just comment on that right now. And Liz, I think it's a great, great point. Hesitation is a big deal, but why are we hesitating? So does anybody have any questions or comments or things that they have been doing to deal with hesitation?
Lorraine, this is Linda Courtney.
Hey, Linda.
How you doing?
Good.
I've never been in a one-on-one with Jennifer. Neither Jay or I have. Could you maybe give us an idea of what that would look like so we could tell people? Is it how long is it? Where do you meet? What does she talk about? Is it based on the health and wealth presentation?
Okay, great question.
That you can add.
Great question. So first of all, what I've learned to do when Jennifer comes, and Tony and Debbie, and this took a long time to figure out, so as you guys are building your businesses, this is really something I wish I had figured out, you know, 3 years ago. So in order to eliminate wasting time, now Jennifer basically sits at my kitchen table, and I have people coming in pretty much every hour on the hour, right? So prior to people coming in for their appointment, I will let Jennifer know what the conversations have been and what we're looking to accomplish with this conversation. Now, sometimes the health and wealth will be something that we'll do on a one-on-one, and maybe people are interested in the business. We just haven't been able to get it together to show them the plan, and we'll choose that time to show the plan. But I will tell you, most of my one-on-ones when she's here, and same with Tony and Debbie, we very rarely show the plan. We're having conversations with people. We're trying to find out where they're at in their life, what they would like to accomplish, you know, just getting to know people better. And but I will tell you that Jennifer, when it comes to showing the business, it's the health and wealth all the time. But I think, Linda, this is an awesome, awesome question, because I think most of us are so excited to get the business plan in front of everyone. That is the ultimate goal. We want people to see how the numbers flow. But Jennifer will basically start off the conversation and say, you know, hey, Danielle, it's so lovely to meet you. You know, Laura's told me so much about you. You know, tell me, how can I help you today? What would you like to walk away with today? She'll ask the question. And what happens is that determines where we're going. Now, I may say to Jennifer, Danielle hasn't seen the plan. That's my goal. I want her to see how the numbers flow. And then depending on where Jennifer's conversation goes, she tries to gear it towards what I'm telling her, because I've been working with this person, right? But it may mm-hmm. not go down that road. So really, it's a conversation that starts off with a question. And it can be uncomfortable. It can be, because sometimes I'm thinking, oh, this is a perfect prospect, and it just doesn't take off for whatever reason, right? But Jennifer mm-hmm. is so exquisite at really listening to where people are at and really wanting to know how we can add value to someone's lives. And I just follow her lead, and I don't say one word. After I make the introduction and I tell Jennifer how we've met and, you know, what my vision is, everything is in her hands at that point. I literally don't say one word when she's speaking, ever.
Mm-hmm. Lorraine, I was just going to say, and you're right, sometimes it doesn't go down the path you want. And Jennifer is able to give you, as the leader, that's why it's also very important. A, you get to see her in action, so you can start really learning different ways to handle objections and different things that come up. But also she gives you feedback. So if you did say something that wasn't probably the best way to say it, you get feedback, which is awesome. It's a learning tool all the way around, and it helps somebody move forward.
Absolutely, absolutely. And this is the character building time, guys, because we are going to make mistakes. But if we're not in the huddle with your quarterback, it's going to be very, very difficult to build a very big business down the road, right? If we're not having these exchanges. And it is foreign territory for a lot of people, but once you start exercising the muscle like everything else, it starts to become more natural. This past trip was the most successful trip that we've had with Jennifer, but it's something that we've been building and growing upon for the last 4 years. Right? So please don't feel like, oh, you're going to invite her tomorrow and you're going to have 10 one-on-ones. They may not happen. It may happen. It may not happen. But that it's not to beat yourself up. It's to look towards how to keep building that foundation. So any questions or comments on that before I get into edification? We have another couple of minutes.
You talked about qualified people. What's the range of interest? I assume your front line gets to meet with Jennifer for an hour. What about, how far do you go? Brand new prospects, you consider them qualified if they're interested in the business?
Oh, absolutely. And I generally am not working with my front line when Jennifer's coming here. I'm working with them to build depth. Right. So I'm trying to make sure every time when Jennifer comes, I want her to be 4, 5, 6 in depth with the newest, deepest, most excited person.
Great.
So I'll talk to my frontline leaders and say, Jennifer's coming. Who in your business is growing or wants to grow, wants to learn? You know, can we help that person get a few people in front of Jennifer? Now, if my front line has somebody, no problem. But I'm always focused on growing my business 1 or 2 or 3 wider when she's coming. So I'll try to have at least 2 one-on-ones for myself. But my main focus is building in depth and making sure the people as far down deep as possible are getting the support. Now, we're not pushing wet noodles. It's you lean, I lean. What does Tony always say? You know, to the guys, kiss the girls who are leaning in. Same thing. You want to be, you're in exchange with people in your business that are leaning in. You know, you call them, they call you back. Hey, Sue, you know, Jennifer's coming into town. You know, you had expressed last time we talked, you said you were excited about getting your business off the ground, or you met somebody that you were, you know, you're looking to start working with. They're getting started in the business. How can I help you? I wanted to let you know Jennifer's coming into town. Can you get me on a three-way call with your new person, and let's see how we can move her along and see if we can get some people in front of Jennifer. That's my conversation.
Getting all this stuff that I'm like, what? I don't know.
Does that make sense, guys?
That sounds great. Thanks.
Yeah, that's very helpful. Thank you.
Fantastic. And by the way, if Jennifer's coming into your market, you can talk to her and tell her, this is who I've got. This is what's happening here, here, and here. This is my last, my most viable person is this. What is the conversation to get this person going? I am in constant contact with Jennifer. Now, I don't abuse her time. I'm very respectful of her time. But the bigger I get, the more I need her, not the less I need her. Because I want to make sure everybody in the business is getting fed and the people who want to build are getting the support. Right? So I'm counseling with her at all times, right? But the way Jennifer knows who to work with is by the people who are calling her the most. So let's say Janice, in my business, she met her a couple of times, but Janice never calls her for help. She's not going to know to pour water on Janice and help her. That's how the up team knows where to work, right? We've got a time leveraging business. So if I'm working with people who are, you know, 50-50, they're kind of dabbling and dibbling in their business, nothing wrong with that, right? But I want to be partnering with the people that are calling me and saying, hey, Laura, I've got this person, or hey, Laura, I'm showing the plan Wednesday night. Could you be on the call with me? You understand? Does that make sense?
It does. Thanks.
Any questions or comments? It's 10:01. I just want to speak to one thing about certification, but does anybody have any comments or questions on that? Okay, great. So I'm just going to take 1 minute because I want to be respectful of the time. In this lead up to Jennifer coming into our market, her to the point when people come in my door and they're going to meet her, they want to know who this person Jennifer is that I am speaking so highly of. But the best part about the edification is Jennifer so always fulfills that expectation and so much more because she's so exquisite, she's so poised, she's so trained, she's so committed. So you can lean on all these amazing qualities, and it's almost like if we were going to go to a concert and you called up your best friend and said, you know, I'm going to go see so-and-so. I've been waiting for 2 years for them to come into town. I am so excited to go. Would you come with me, right? You're edifying that person. Same thing here. The more you edify Jennifer, everything else falls into place. You don't really have to worry too much about the details. Really, what we're all always trying to do is find out what people are looking for. Are they looking for the health? Are they looking for wealth? Are they looking for both, right? Some people just one or the other. Some people both, right? Generally, the people that are building the business are very interested in health, right? So that's a good fit. That's a really good thing. But if we find that people are not interested in the business, you expose them to our amazing Shapley product, and most of the time people become customers for life because you can't get anything better out there. We could not be in a better platform with a better company with the most amazing leadership. When you think about Dr. Shackley and then you think about Roger, I mean, it's just, it's unreal what we have in our hands. And then to have the leadership and partnership and the friendship, guys. Jennifer so cares about each and every one of us, and that's why she puts the effort in what she does. She's not doing this for her health. Jennifer could walk away from her business. I'm being facetious, right? She's a senior master coordinator. That takes energy. That takes effort. That takes commitment. All the qualities that we would need to be successful in anything we do is being implemented by Jennifer, and you can count on that every day, every week, every month. You know that's there, and that's the gift, and that's what she brings to your business. So I want to encourage everybody to remember to edify what you have and lead people to her.
Almost
or whoever,
there. Good
whoever
morning.
You're working closely with. Okay, so any last comments or questions on that before we sign off today? I know it's 10:04, so I don't want to hold you guys up.
This was just
thank
really
you so
good
much. It's been very much. Helpful. Fantastic. And if anybody wants to get in touch with me, you know, please feel free to do that. If I can help you in any way when it comes to setting up, you know, when Jennifer's coming into your market or edification or prospecting or anything like that, just please feel free to reach out to me. Okay?
How do we reach you, Lorene?
I'll give you my phone number. You can reach me through Facebook or I'm not a big social media person, so my phone number is 908-875-5014.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Could you say that again?
908-875-5014. And you know what, guys? If you could text me first, then I'll know who it is. And then we can, you know, set a time to talk.
Thanks again.
Thank you, guys. I hope you have an amazing Shackley day, and it's just an honor to be on this call with all of you amazing people. Take it easy, guys.
Thank you, Lorene.